With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. A crackdown on how California utilities like Pacific Gas and Electric spend customers' money has failed to pass the state legislature. Investor-owned utilities aren't allowed to use money from customers to pay for things like advertising and lobbying. But consumer groups have complained utilities have found ways around these rules. A legislative committee yesterday, however, rejected a bill intended to clarify those rules and allow regulators to impose fines for breaking them. PG&E opposed the bill. The utility says it would eliminate regulators' discretion to decide which expenses are reasonable for customers to cover. A Stockton Unified School District trustee was arrested and charged with embezzlement on Friday. CAP Radio's Rich Ibarra spoke with the defense team for Angel Ann Flores, which is challenging the arrest and the charges Flores faces.
Angel Ann Flores was regarded by some as the reformer and whistleblower on the board, raising the issues of improper finances. The charge against her is grand theft on the school credit card to purchase food and fuel. Former San Joaquin County District Attorney Tori Verber Salazar is representing her.
Over a two-year period of time, she did approximately $2,800 worth of credit card. And that's to pay for taking smoothies to the school kids, to taking donuts, to gas for traveling to and from events and attending trainees.
Natalie Bowman is an investigator for the defense and notes the discrepancy of the arrest and the search warrant on Flores' home last November.
She had one of the lowest spending amounts. So when only she had a search warrant executed on her home and only she was arrested, it is very suspicious.
Mark Bowman is Flores' attorney in a civil case challenging the search warrant and says that may have prompted the arrest.
They had to send out a half a dozen officers in bulletproof vests to pick up this lady who doesn't even own a gun and has never had a history of violence. That's ridiculous.
The district attorney and sheriff's department released a statement regarding the arrest, but have no further comment. Flores has been released on her own recognizance and will appear in court for arraignment on May 6th. She remains on the school board because she has not been convicted of a crime. In Stockton, Rich Ibarra. CAP Radio News.
A Democratic Assembly member from Santa Cruz is trying to get the banana slug declared California's official state slug.
Did you know that currently there is no state slug? With your support, I hope to change that.
Gail Pellerin urged her colleagues to pass the measure.
The banana slug is an iconic symbol of California's famed temperate rainforest and an example of the rapid evolution that has made California extremely biologically diverse. Due to its quirky appearance and name, the banana slug is highly popular among both children and adults in California.
The bill passed the Assembly and heads next to the Senate. Banana slugs range from Central California to Alaska. The Pacific banana slug can grow up to 10 inches long, making it the largest land mollusk in North America and the second largest species of terrestrial slug in the world. The banana slug is also the mascot for UC Santa Cruz. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique health care needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.